good day. Celebrating our 25th year.
I got a feeling. I have a feeling that today is going to be a good, good day. It's Monday, March the 25th. What kind of an environment are you setting for yourself as you wake up? Have you thought about what was in your mind before you went to bed last night? Did you have good thoughts on your mind? Were you planning on getting somewhere specifically today? The first step toward getting to where you want to go is to decide that you're not going to go backwards, and you're not going to stay where you are. You are a product of your environment, so choose an environment that will best help you develop a plan to get to where you want to go. Your objective. What is your objective for this moment, for this hour, for this morning, for this day, for this week, for this month, for, well, you can't really go, you can plan, but you know what? What is it, the old expression, life gets in the way of all those great plans? Plan the day, though. I think you can go a day and then another day. You're not a captive of your environment. If you don't like where you are, change it. You're not planted in the ground like some kind of a tree. Don't do the woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff. If you want to, you can. Can is ability. May is permission. You know that, right? When you become a part of something that is important, you become a part of it, and it becomes a part of you. So have important ideas today. What do you think life is like for the fellow who won the Powerball? $338+ million. A New Jersey truck driver called last night to the truck stop where he bought the ticket. He's not been identified yet, although I heard a name. I saw a name floating around, but I'm not sure that it's the guy, and so why spread a rumor? The truck stop is in Bordentown, New Jersey, not far from Trenton, as I remember. Anyway, the New Jersey retailers were all excited because when the drawing was held on Saturday night, they did pinpoint where the ticket had been sold. 17, 29, 31, 52, 53, and the Powerball number was 31. Lump sum payout, $221 million after all the taxes are paid. So what would you do with that money? We do the same thing every time there's a winner, right? I think it's good to have the exercise. There's the all the dreaming that goes on. There were five people apparently who won the $1 million, and so that's a good thing for them as well. 13 tickets worth $1 million apiece, matching the first five numbers, were sold in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Minnesota, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. So good luck if you bought those tickets. If you didn't, what's the old expression? Better luck next time. 10 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. Jennifer is off this week, and I think she's visiting her grandmother, if I'm remembering correctly what she told me on Friday, that she was going to take, I think she and her father, I'm not sure about her father going, because they go a lot of places. No, it was her mother. That's right, her mother's mother. That's where she will be this week. So we'll do our duty to keep you up on some of the best stories of the day. One of them, the continuing conversation. I was thinking that maybe a good way to do some of these hours of good day is to do good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. And so I think the good news story is the Powerball story. Now, we go to a story that has been on our minds for the last week or so, and I don't know if this is a cap of the story or not. Elizabeth Vargas yesterday on ABC talking about the other teenagers. She's with a fellow called David Muir. And they talk about the teenagers at that party, the Steubenville party, where all the photos were taken, the video of that 16-year-old girl as she was being raped, and whether or not the discussion as the week progressed after the shock of this became a little bit more sort of settled in. And then what about all these other people who were there, saw what was going on? Ought they to be held accountable? Here's that discussion.
Give us a geographic area where you live, how close. These are the exclusive tapes no one has seen until now.
I could tell that she was gradually getting more drunk.
Police interviews of the teenagers who witnessed that 16-year-old girl getting more and more intoxicated.
She was a mess. She wasn't responding. She was passed out.
And the new question is, why did this boy and others stand by and watch her being sexually assaulted instead of calling for help, spreading it through town, and turning it into a social media event?
How many pictures did you take while you're at the house?
There were more tweets, even a YouTube video made by a teen who wasn't even there.
She is so great.
And this graphic photograph of the boys who would later assault her, carrying her seemingly unconscious body. Investigators now want to know, how could so many honor students, athletes, all-American kids stand by and let this happen without anyone calling for help?
Not when she's throwing up in the street, not when she's passed out on the couch.
Exactly. A lot of teens are drinking alcohol. They have just, you know, entered that phase where decision-making is completely gone out the window.
Days before that guilty verdict, one of the football players at the center of the case told us exclusively of the teen's mindset that night.
If I would have thought that somebody was being raped or anything like that, I would have stopped it.
Because that's been a lot of the criticism of the other boys in the case. Everybody was sort of laughing at her, but nobody was helping her.
Yes, I really just think that everybody was just had a few drinks in them and they wasn't really thinking.
He does not believe what transpired that night was a crime.
No, he didn't, and neither did any of the other children that night, the teenagers that night. That's why so many of them got out their cell phones, not because they thought they were chronicling a crime, but they were remembering the moment.
You mentioned the cell phones. There are going to be a lot of parents out there who say, my kid's got a cell phone. Can they be held accountable for what they rolled on?
Well, that is potentially possible. In Ohio, it is a felony to fail to report a crime. The catch is you have to know that it was a crime that you were witnessing, and that's where the big holdup might come, but there is a grand jury being impaneled in April, and they'll be looking into it.
As so they should. The more information about this, the better. The more publicity about this for those who are likely to go down this path of being what you think is better than others, those of you who think because you're involved in sports, and you're given this, by the way, these values by the people who are adults, supposedly, in the situation. So the adults are the ones to be held responsible, as well as the children, as far as I'm concerned. What say you? 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. How about your looks? Let's think about your looks for a moment. Are you perfect? Or do you have thinning, weak, and tired hair? Thinning hair could be a result of aging follicles. There's a new product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia. Strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've ever seen or tried before. And it works for both men and for women. I'm going to try it. How about you? If you suffered from thinning hair, and who of us has not? Now you can join the thousands who are using this scientific breakthrough, this new breakthrough, to see the amazing results for yourself. Provia Serum. It's all natural, no side effects, very easy to use. And it's simple. You get compliments everywhere you look. And every time somebody looks at me, they'll, wow, this is cool. If you don't get compliments, you get your money back. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. And order it direct from the manufacturer, Chamonix, who pretty much everybody knows their reputation for doing great, great personal products. 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply with your order when you mention Doug Steffen. A free month supply with your order of Provia. Get your hair looking beautiful. Say goodbye to hair in the sink and in the shower. Your hair will stay fuller, thicker, and more natural. Order Provia risk-free and get a free month supply when you order at 800-525-8319. So you have nothing to lose and a whole lot of beautiful hair to gain. 800-525-8319.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
888-302-3684. So, Richie, in the weather, we've talked about the tornado that hit our affiliate WMEL in Melbourne.
Yeah.
John Harper from the station will be on with us in the next half hour. There's snow. There's been a lot of snow across the Midwest. You've got it in Washington,
you know,
up through to New York, apparently, today.
Yeah, we're getting used to ignoring the weather warnings because every time they say we're going to get some snow, it ends up being some light dusting or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, first day of spring break. I'm getting ready to take my kids and wife to the beach. And,
hey, have a nice time. That snow and the sand mix very well.
It's a lot of fun.
And
we got 2 or 3 inches of wet snow down, and you know, it'd probably end up with 3, maybe 4 inches.
Yeah.
No big deal, but it's certainly the first real snow we've gotten in quite a few years.
Just in time for spring time.
I'm going to kill that gopher. Where is that varmint?
Didn't do us much good this
year. Lied to me.
No, didn't do it. Did a lot of damage in terms of, yes, believing. But, I mean, maybe that'll make the whole thing useless. The Cactus League. And what is it? The Citrus League, right? Cactus League, Citrus League?
Yes.
Have you been following how the teams are
shaping
up?
Just the Washington Nationals.
How are they doing?
They're looking good. Yeah, they came out of last year looking good, and they've kept all of their major players. A few moves, but they're looking very good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm looking at the
It's a Grapefruit
roster.
League and the Cactus League, by the way.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Citrus.
So I see a lot of information about the Diamondbacks and the Cincinnati Reds and the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers and Giants, Mariners, Athletics, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Chicago, the White Sox and the Cubbies, Colorado Rockies, Los Angeles Dodgers, San Diego Padres, Texas Rangers.
Pretty much all the teams.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Oh, your Red Sox?
Washington Nationals. Well, the Red Sox, too. Let's see here. They're playing in, wherever it is, Vieira, Florida.
Yes.
Wherever the heck that is. Where's that? Exit 195 out of 95.
It's outside of Orlando.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, do you hear the story about the weather that came from there yesterday across from Orlando to the Space Coast? That's why we're going to talk to John. The roof got blown off. WMEL's off the air. The tornado came right through the studio. That's had some wild weather. I wonder how that affected the games being played. We're a week and a day away, I believe, from the opening of baseball season 2013. Something to be excited about, I think. Something good. 20 after the hour. Good day.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Story.
I like stories.
Yeah, music and stories. Crank it up.
It's the only thing America ever did that I think I really, really liked.
Of course, people say they believe it's a drug story.
Yes.
A drug trip story, but I'm they say it's not.
Actually, I like Sister Golden here, too. That's pretty good stuff.
A lot of their stuff is really good.
This is on the top of the pop music charts during this week in 1972. America from the LP America. Clever how they come up with those names. A Horse with No Name. Crank it up, Richie. I'm the story you told of a river that flowed, made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. So this song won them some great acclaim, a gold record. They had a number of hit songs. Matter of fact, America placed 11 tunes on the charts, one a year between 1972 and 1983.
Wow. Ventura Highway, don't forget that.
Yeah. Remember, George Martin, who had produced the Beatles, was also involved in America. Five of the tunes, Tin Man, Lonely People, Sister Golden Hair, Daisy Jane, and Today's the Day, were all put together by him.
Wow.
Yep. So, anyway.
Remember when we talked to them a few years back? And there were army brats.
Yep.
That grew up in Germany loving the California surf sound. Never lived in California.
No.
And basically started all this in Germany. It was very cool.
They did a good job sort of recreating it, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, now it's the 25 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Richie and I and Kenny are here at your service and on your side with the best and most important stories of the day. We'll go back for a joke, a laugh to last Friday night, a couple of excerpts from the late night shows, including my favorite late night host, Jay Leno.
Doctors in Canada were shocked after pulling a 3-inch knife blade from the back of a 32-year-old man. The knife had been in there for 3 years. Imagine that. Guy had a knife in his back for 3 years, so he must have worked at NBC too. I couldn't believe that. Now, have you heard? Have you heard of about this alleged feud that I'm having with NBC? Well, I think it's going to be okay. This is real. I had dinner last night with a bunch of NBC executives. And to make up to me, listen to this, to make it up to me, what they did, they are sending my wife and I on an all-expenses-paid carnival cruise. How about that? So it looks like it's going to be okay. Fantastic.
Get this, you guys. A company in North Carolina is selling a $60 IQ test that people can give their dogs. So if you spend $60 on a dog IQ test, maybe you should take that IQ test. There's no way I'd make my dog take an IQ test. She's already busy enough doing my taxes.
Fallon. Charlotte would do well on an IQ test. Speaking of dogs, Lindsay Lohan. There's a low.
Low blow.
She is going to Brazil. Now, she's supposed to be in jail May 2nd, or she's supposed to be... What, she's 90 days, she's supposed to be going through some kind of rehab.
Right.
Go to jail, whatever it is. Before she does that, today and tomorrow she's taping Anger Management with Charlie Sheen.
Appropriate.
And then tomorrow afternoon she's flying to Brazil, where she will be for a week making appearances to promote a clothing line. She's being paid $100,000 to go down for, I guess it's 6 days, to promote this clothing line, but then she reports to the inpatient facility to begin treatment. Part of her plea.
Check my schedule. Brazil, check.
Yeah.
Jail, check.
Right, okay, got it. Let's stop by the bar and have a drink. Check.
There you go.
Right, 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. What's more aggravating than getting a speeding ticket? It's getting a speeding ticket when you're out of state. And here's what you need to know about dealing with that situation. If you get cited for speeding out of state, you better not ignore it. There's something called the Non-Resident Violator Compact. And guess what? It's valid in 44 states. It means if you ignore a ticket, your home state will be notified, and it could result in your license being suspended there. Now, each state varies in its rules. For example, North Carolina has a mandatory court appearance. Ask the officer who issues the ticket, or contact the county court, to find out if you're expected to show up, or how you can possibly waive that. So how can you avoid all this? Well, of course, don't speed. But it doesn't always work out that way. According to the National Motorist Association, Florida is the state most likely to issue speeding tickets, with Georgia and Nevada tying for second. And of course, there are those dreaded speed traps. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
After the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Are you traveling today? Monday, big travel day for a lot of people who are in business. They're going to get from point A to point B. Sometimes that's a Sunday night thing, depending on where the weather is going to settle in, wherever you are. If you're traveling in the Midwest, it would be a little slow. I saw, as a matter of fact, a report, Richie, of an accident that involved 34 cars and trucks.
Wow.
On one of the interstates, I think it was in Kansas or near Kansas City, where they had a whiteout for 10 hours or something. Never a pleasant way to drive under any circumstances.
No, that's not fun, and that's exactly why, I mean, even here in the Washington area where we don't get any serious weather, I always travel with extra coats, shoes, blah, 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 in my trunk, because, man, you never know, water, all that stuff, you just never know.
No, you don't, especially this time of year. There is an interesting story floating around today that I thought you would want me to share with you before we meet. We have John from WMEL coming on with us in a few minutes to tell us the story about the situation there. John Harper runs and owns WMEL, and the tornado that hit the east coast of Florida yesterday really did a number on his facility. So what's it like to live through? He was in the building with people when this happened, I think.
Roof got ripped off part of it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. So anyway, we'll have that story in a few minutes. Meanwhile, this sort of thing bugs the heck out of me. I found that during the last 10 or 12 years, about 4,000 men have posed as combat warriors to try to attract women and to try to get federal benefits and to try to get praise that they didn't deserve. The latest fake is Danny Crane, 32. He is Captain Obvious, what he was calling himself. He stole that moniker from an actual wounded veteran. who used his this guy used his computers and a network of I'm talking about the guy who was actually the victim, the man whose whose identity had been stolen, with some other friends around the country, to unravel this guy Danny Crane's lies. And now he's been indicted by the feds. He was living in Tampa. He's been sentenced to a year in jail in a federal prison. He had phony discharge papers. His uniform wasn't right, and he was trying to be somebody who got benefits and who was, you know, sort of using this hero thing as a way to attract friends and women.
You know, it's just another form of identity theft. And if you think about it, I wonder how many of these guys are watching the names of fallen soldiers come through and then stealing their identity.
That's what so there are a number of these cases around. Again, the Army says that there are the Department of Defense says that, in essence, there are about 4,000 of these cases that they're investigating. So how much of our national treasure is being looted to try to ferret these guys out? You look around and you just see the scum trying to get anywhere. And apparently veterans people are not doing a very good job of really proving who the people are that are getting benefits.
Let's be realistic about this. The government is an easy mark. Yeah, when it comes to defrauding the government out of our money.
Yeah.
We see it all over the place.
Yeah.
We see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Where your people pretend to have this or that or need this or that, and they do not, and they go get the money. This is no different, except the fact that they're using the name of a hero.
Yeah. Well, it brings me around to thinking about the Purple Heart Service Foundation. For those of you who have not heard of this group, what a wonderful organization. They provide many services and programs to legitimate veterans, to those veterans who have not necessarily just received the Purple Heart and not just in the Army. So veterans, when you come home, or if you are home now, I know we have a lot of people who listen to us on American Forces Radio, some of the things that you will encounter will be good. And some of them will be not so good. And so if you are confounded by problems, maybe people in your family have heard the conversation. Maybe we can help you out by sending you to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Veterans programs, processing veterans claims, helping veterans get education, helping vets get medical care. All of these things, the Purple Heart Service Foundation assists and identifies people to help veterans. A lot of homeless veterans. So my message to you, if you are not one of the people I just described, but someone who has compassion for them, is to look around and see if you have something that you don't need. Maybe you've got an older car that you could use the write-off on. They'll take your car, your boat, things like that. Maybe some gold necklaces, bracelets, things that you would like to donate. Get a complete tax deduction for whatever you donate. It could be cash as far as that's concerned. Please call the Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631, or go online to purpleheartcars.org, purpleheartcars.org, or 877-743-1631 to take care of this problem.
If you locked in a home,
or you're sinking,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover, and I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
19 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, here with the best stories of the day, human interest. Brings me around to a focus on an email that I got last night from John Harper, who runs WMEL, our affiliate on the Space Coast. He is very good at communicating with his talk radio family, and so I was kind of shocked when I saw that your broadcast house, John, was hit by a tornado about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Tell us the story.
Hi, Doug. Good morning. Thanks for allowing me to share the story here. It was an event unlike any that I've experienced before, that's for sure. I mean, as you well know, we've talked many times over the years when we have experienced hurricanes or the threat of hurricanes, tropical storms or whatever, but having to deal with a tornado was something that totally hit us unexpectedly. However, we were aware of the fact through the National Weather Service here in Melbourne that we had the possibility of tornadoes in the area. But about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, I'm sitting in the control room, and my chief engineer was with me, and we were going over some things, and all of a sudden I said to him, I said, Johnny, that rain on the roof, that's more than normal rainfall, because if I could hear it in the control room, it must have been bad. And so I walked out into the hallway. Sure enough, it was as dark as midnight, and the wind was blowing. I looked into the backyard, and I saw our satellite dish looked like it was ready to be launched on the space shuttle or something. It was rocking and rolling, and I thought, oh boy, that's not going to stand up much longer. And then, of course, that typical effect that you've heard many people over the years tell of a freight train approaching. Well, that's exactly what it did sound like. It did sound like a freight train. And I told my brother Vern and Johnny to hit the deck. We're going to be hit. But before I hit the deck myself, I had to go outside and make sure Rocky the Cat had come in, because he was outside. And I had to get Rocky the Cat inside. So once I get Rocky inside the building, I hit the deck as well. And all of a sudden, water is coming in. The wind is coming in, and windows blown out, and I'm thinking, this seems like the Titanic. We're dead in the water with no transmitter. Our power is out, and I've got the rain coming in all over the place. This is too crazy. And then during this course of events, the power here, the electric, Florida Power and Light, took several severe power surges that totally knocked out the transformer for our transmitter. And as a result of that, we're dead in the water today with our transmitter, and waiting for some pieces, parts to come in to fix this transformer to help get the transmitter back on the air. So it was a interesting Sunday afternoon yesterday, one in which I thought was starting to work out to be just a nice, casual, comfy Sunday afternoon, just relaxing and enjoying things here on the Space Coast of Florida. But I think, obviously, things turned out a little bit different, and we're in the process right now of the mop-up, clean-up operation.
How badly was the roof damaged, John? You said a part of the roof came off.
Yeah. In what I jokingly refer to as the West Wing, where my office is, the entire roof, about 2,000 square feet, is totally gone. And so I was up there yesterday afternoon putting up hurricane tarps that we had left over from some of the hurricanes 8 years ago. And so those tarps came in handy, and so the roof is totally covered now. But we're in a large building, Doug and Richie, but I'd say altogether about 4,000 square feet. But half the roof is gone as a result of the incident yesterday.
Wow. So now, what can you do? I know you're streaming at 1300WMEL.com. I did it backwards the last time I talked about it. It's 1300WMEL.com.
Right.
For those who are interested in figuring out what's going on, maybe a lot of people around the country even would be interested in hearing some of the story. I'm sure you'll have some of it in between your regular programs. It's 1300WMEL.com. And I know you have a very active, loyal, and big following, and they follow you on your not only with email, but you've got Facebook connections. And so I would bet a lot of them have come to your aid, because I know that area is pretty much attuned to what you're doing, and helping one another is part of the credo down there. It's a pretty close-knit community.
Well, they sure have, Doug, and it has been very rewarding. In fact, just before I went on the air with you, I got an email from someone who's ready, willing, and able to help out. And in fact, since I put out word yesterday, fortunately, we still have communications, obviously, with the telephone and and my online computer emails and things. So when I put out word yesterday afternoon of what had happened, and I put that out to what I refer to as our WMEL Talk Radio family. I communicate every week with all of our staff, full-time, part-time, 1 hour, whatever. Anybody that's associated with the radio station, I put out a memo to everybody as far as the goings and comings of what we're doing each week. And when I put out the word yesterday to about 100 of our folks, I started getting just a tremendous response. Everybody wants to come and have a party to fix things up or whatever. So it's very rewarding and
so
very
did all comforting. Of the rain, the wind come in and rip everything apart inside the building too? I mean, the thing with all that electronic equipment, that had been pretty seriously damaged as well.
Fortunately, Doug, I'm sitting in the control room right now, and the control room was on the east side of the building, and the control room was saved, along with our talk studio. That was saved, but the west wing, where the offices are, totally destroyed. However, the good news, Doug, is I did save one item. I was able to save one item, and that was a picture of you and myself taken several years ago.
That's good. I just got an email. Interesting. You know, my friend Jay Honeycutt, who lives in your backyard, is, you know Jay, don't you?
Yeah, right.
I keep saying when I introduce you, I'm going to be down there next week, so I'm going to drive back with Meredith from Florida, so maybe we'll come by and have lunch with you, and I'll find Honeycutt as well. He just sent me an email that said a little to a lot of wind, but most of it was north. He's a little south of you. And so he said that,
he's in Vieira.
Yeah, I think he is in Vieira. How far south of you is that?
That's like 5 miles to the south of me.
Okay. So that does one, that shows you how these tornadoes, in effect, are so pinpointy, if I can use that. I mean, you could be literally on one side or another, it cuts a swath, and on either side of it, you don't have any damage at all, and the thing just rips apart. What do you see around your building? Is there other damage to other buildings around where you are?
We're out here in the country, so to speak,
away from the
Richie, and there's not much around us except other farmland and barns and things like that. However, oddly enough, I was surveying our antenna site. We have four antennas, and I was checking those out last night, making sure they were okay, and they were, fortunately. But I did find that the tornado cut some of the scrub palm away that I had been waiting for a maintenance guy to come and work on.
So I saved you a little money. Yeah.
It did help there.
All right. John, good luck. Thank you. I'm really really happy that things are okay. John Harper reporting on the tornado that hit WMEL yesterday.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my...
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
About 53 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Coming up, a discussion of the new quantum computer.
Oh, this thing is so awesome.
Who are interested in quantum physics. This is the quantum computer. Plus the story about police who are offering to some who follow them on Twitter a virtual ride-along so you can see what goes on in the police's daily routine. That'll come up in a few moments. First, though, Shelley Palmer, who is in charge of Tech Talk Time here on Good Day, talks about some cool new features of Google Glass, a pair of eyeglasses for the tech-savvy individual. Stand by for that.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Google Glass hits store shelves later this year, we'll fully realize that we're living in the future. We don't know an exact release date or price yet, only that it will be less than $1,500. But Google has shared some information about its coolest new product. Google Glass is a pair of eyeglasses that feature an augmented reality wearable computer. Basically, it's a heads-up display you can see in real life. What makes them cool? They can identify people based on the clothes they wear. They'll integrate with news sources like the New York Times, and will show breaking headlines as pop-up notifications. And will even let you read the full article, check out pictures, or have the news read aloud to you. Mainstays like Gmail and Google Maps will also be integrated, letting you dictate and send emails or plan a bike route. I'm also really excited that Google confirmed it's working on prescription Google Glass. The future is almost here. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps to boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now.
Just call 1-800-491-5856.
Be the guy you used to be.
Just call 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856.
Okay. So now the police in some districts are offering you a tweet-along.
More than some districts, 150 police jurisdictions around the world did this on Friday.
Around the world.
It's very well organized. I checked in on some of the tweets, and it was very, very cool.
Right.
Yeah, so basically what they did is one police organization decided, you know what? We should all do a virtual ride-along on Twitter.
Tweet. It's a tweet-along.
Right. And we'll tweet as we ride throughout one of our shifts, and just kind of let everybody know what's going on. And they were able to organize 150 police jurisdictions around the world. I mean, you had
photos,
links
to videos of the officers.
Yeah, very cool idea.
All the activities.
Neat.
Yeah, including there was one from an officer responding to a homicide, and that was pretty dramatic. Also, noise complaints, domestics, that sort of thing. But you get an idea of what the police are doing through this, and it was a good vehicle. Also, Lockheed Martin has installed a quantum computer designed to deal with situations where there is a large amount of data that's too difficult to normally analyze to ascertain patterns. For example, all of the last week on the East Coast, you saw all of the things, the asteroids and the things floating around, or not floating around, but heading for the coast. And so they put the information into this computer, found out that it wasn't going to, none of the these, whatever they are.
They can map them all within hours instead of weeks. And also, they think that this thing could replace all of the servers in the Wall Street. One computer.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.